That's Lips with Heave Ho. This next song is by Welcomer. Sorry. No. I played it too soon. No, I played the song too soon. That was meant to be a big surprise. Okay, hang on. I'm going to play a different song by Welcomer. Sorry, Welcomer. Here's your song called Easter Traffic. Beautiful song from 2023. And we'll be back to talk about the song I nearly played by accident in a second.
Easter traffic, stalls outside, family planning, foreheads rattling, red dots marking old appointments, gleaming, cracking like rose shrines, rusting on the time.
That feels like a natural point to pull that down and have a wee chat with you, Miles. How's it going?
It's good. How are you going?
I'm going very well. It's nice to talk to you. So this is Miles, everybody. Miles from Welcomer. Welcome to you, Miles, and kia ora to you. I was going to pretend I could hear accordions, but you're in Paris. What's going on?
Yeah, it's early morning in Paris. I guess I live here, so you might hear some Parisian ambience of no accordions, but maybe street sweepers.
Yeah,
I'm really hoping that I don't run into anyone and you don't have to hear my deeply mediocre French. Fingers crossed.
You know, you can really have a go if you like. You can do this whole interview in French. You know, I did French in intermediate, so I can probably understand.
You're probably a bit better than me then, to be honest.
So tell us, so what's going on? Let's just talk about that for a second. What took you to Paris?
Yeah, I needed a change from Wellington, I think, and wanted to learn another language and had some friends over here. And yeah, you know, I just felt like if I didn't make a decision, then I would never make a decision. So, yeah.
Oh, very nice. But tell us, so let's rewind to the very start. You were there, obviously, now about to become a huge success and take over the world, and especially when people hear this new song. But take us back to the start. Where did Welcomer come from, and how did we get here?
Sure. Where did Welcomer come from? Well, I was born in the year 1994.
Hurry up. No, get to like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah, no, that's right. I guess we met in Wellington.
Yeah.
So the band is made up of some heavy hitters in the form of Shannon Georgia Peterson from Palmerston North.
Respect.
Ox Lennon and Eddie Crawshaw, who still live in Wellington, and my brother Zach, who's living in New York these days.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And go on.
No, you go on. Then I'll address.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. And I guess we've just been playing shows and writing songs and doing the things that bands do and enjoying it and putting out music with our friends at Papa Edie Records.
Yeah.
Shouts out, Papa Edie Records.
Big shout outs to Papa Edie Records. So with the, you just said we do things that bands do, but you live in Paris, someone lives in New York, there's people living all around the place. Like, how did this recording come about? Were you home for Christmas or what? Or how did it work?
So I've only been in France for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. We started recording in autumn last year with our friend Jesse Austin Stewart, who's a wonderful producer and musician, mm-hmm. based in and lecturer actually at Massey University. And so it's really nice in a way to put out the song at the start of the Southern Hemisphere's autumn now. So I guess we're kind of doing this remotely in a way. I've been giving mixing feedback on trains and things, or going for walks, and the video was edited in New York, and then beaming into radio stations at other hours that might be appropriate.
That's amazing. So I mean, you're obviously like you're operating like a band, as a band rather, but remotely. I mean, you're carrying on this sort of COVID spirit. The dream of COVID is still alive and well in Welcomer Land. you know, because a lot of people did kind of get creative and collaborative in that time, and we don't need to talk about COVID in this interview because we've talked about it a lot. But it does seem that you've managed to kind of maintain this sort of connectivity despite being so disparate, and it seems cool. Did you actually learn that skill during COVID?
I think it's more by necessity. And to be honest, the irony is that the EP that we put out a couple of years ago was similar in that I was traveling then and listening to mixes in, I don't know, quiet places. Often, like, churches are quite good during the day. Mm. So you can kind of wander in. So it's more by necessity. I think in an ideal world, we'd all be living in some sort of compound and then going on tour for 6 months of the year. But we've all got jobs, you know, we've all got ambitions, you know, see parts of the world and so on. And so this is kind of just how it's panned out. I'm not unhappy about it though.
No, it's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
I guess if anything, we did normalize doing things remotely with partly the invention of the internet and also COVID.
But that's so true. Sorry, I didn't answer your question at all. You did a really good setup there. I'm like, yeah, nah, I think I'm not going to talk about that.
Good, that's fine. Doesn't matter. You mentioned, let's talk about what you want to talk about. Tell me about the music video for this song.
Taylor made the music video. I think it's great. I didn't have much to do with the conception of it, but I did get it pitched to me. I thought it was really cool. So it stars our friends Annabelle and Emily, who I think do a wonderful job. Also got a bunch of extras in there, people that are connected with the project in different ways. So Jesse, the guy who I produced it with, he's in there. You know, my friend Wynn, who I used to play with in Prize Givings, in there, mm-hmm. and Chris from Mendes and so on. And so it's a real community affair. We filmed it at Seatoon Hall in Wellington and Makana. If you know those places, you'll know that they're very beautiful. And so if that sounds like something that you might be into, feel free to check out the video. I think it's cool. Have you seen it?
I actually have not yet. My apologies.
Yeah, that's cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out
there. I've had kind of an insane couple of days, to be honest, which will be revealed. I've got some cool stuff happening tomorrow, but I've just been working on it all day. To be real, I haven't watched it, but I have listened to the song, and it is very beautiful. Yeah. So maybe we can
ask about that now.
Well, let's meet in the middle, and you can tell me about the production of this song, because you hinted at it a little bit, but it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I suppose what I want to talk about, well, we got a string player and Elliot Vaughan coming in, which was a real treat. And probably wouldn't have happened if we didn't get some NZ on Air funding. It's always been a bucket.
Another shout out
for me is the shout out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's to get a session musician and playing strings, and we can arrange that and so on. So that's Elliot Vaughan, who's a great composer and performer in his own right. He was, I think, the composer in residence at the Wellington at the School of Music in Wellington last year. And I think he does a wonderful job, so that definitely sticks out to me.
And you recorded it when you were all miraculously in one place.
That's right. Although I have been, as is like classic with like I guess modern recording processes, like we've done things on you know the laptop in different parts of the world as well. So Jesse, for example, mixed part of it in the Faroe Islands when he was doing a residency there, and I have been kind of sending things from France, but most of, you know, for example, tracking drums and guitars and everything, strings and so on, that all happened in at home in Pornicke.
Oh, nice. Well, I reckon that you and I can have another chat when you potentially, I don't know if you will, release another single and have news for us one day. But I would love to play this song for the people and let you go back to bed. Are you going to go get a croissant, or is that just something that, do people do that?
Honestly, I think it's even too early for the croissants. Like, I think I'm probably just going to slink back into bed, get up a little bit later. But thanks so much for calling.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Yeah, I'd love to talk again soon. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. And shout out to BFM.
Thank you. Thanks for all the shout outs. You're obviously feeling a little like 6 months. You've got that little. Do you I can play some shefu after this and send you some pineapple lumps, maybe.
That'd be honestly really nice.
Well, keep in touch. Thank you, Miles, for chatting. The single, in case anyone wants to know, is called Nothing of You Remaining. And I'm excited to play it for everybody. Thank you again, Miles, for getting up so early and chatting. And a biento. And
a biento.
Have a really sweet day out there. Here it is, everybody. This is Welcomer with Nothing of You Remaining.
Now it's weed from a stepdad, hit from a friend, catching your breaks wherever you can, trying your best now to stop looking around. Hope is an anchor weighing you down. Nothing of you.